Little children love Jesus. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. Little children love Jesus. In my readings and studies and research of great religious leaders around the world and great philosophical thinkers around the world and great people around the world, I have come to the conclusion that the story of Jesus and the little children is so profound and so beautiful and so astounding that why is it that other great religious leaders and other great philosophical thinkers and others, great psychological masters of various levels, are not known for their relationship with the children? Interesting, isn't it? We think of Jesus and the little children and how he said, "Let them come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." The little children are the kingdom of heaven? oh my, yes. The little children are the kingdom of heaven because they have that innocence about them. They have that now-ness about them. They live in the now. They think in the now. They're innocent of all the grandiose problems of the world, and they just live from moment to moment, from concept to concept. And that doesn't really matter what their age is, from the beginning to 10, 12 years old or whatever, but they live in this nowness. They live in this beautiful feeling of unconditional love. Why is it that Jesus spent so much time in telling the people that the little children are very important? Why is it that whenever the little children would come upon him, he would not turn them away, but rather he would talk to them and he would care about them and he would share with them? He recognized that the essence of the child, which he said is the kingdom of heaven, the essence of the little child is the very essence that all humanity would like to live in at all times. They like to live in this easy access to knowledge, this easy access to awareness. Little children learn languages so easily in their early years. Why? Because they are immersed in it. They are living in that language. And they could be living in a number of languages, and that'd be perfectly okay. And they learn each one equally well. And they become quite good at it. What makes them so good? What makes them... Why can't we go back and be as a child and think as a child and live as a child and act as a child? We want to be so sophisticated. We want to be so grown up. Little children think to grow up, "Oh, I want to be like my daddy and like my mommy, and I want to, you know, wear their clothes and wear their things and carry their things and be like them." Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we would have a back-to-world, back to the past, back to the future idea about little children? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all become little children once again in our attitudes, in our awareness, in our now livingness, in our unconditional love? Little children don't hold a grudge. They may be angry for a moment and then it's soon forgotten. They're playing with their friends before we even realize that they were angry. And these things are so important. They're so important to let go of any past and live in the present, live in the now, live in the excitement of the moment. Because in living in the excitement of the moment, we are living in the excitement of our reality. We are living in the excitement of who and what we are. We want to be ourselves and have fun. Little children certainly emulate that very well. Little children are themselves and they have fun. They do everything to have fun. And they even do things that appear to be not very nice to have fun. They'll take their pencil and they'll swoosh it all over a piece of paper and rip it into the paper and go up and down and here and there and everywhere and to outward appearances, it looks like they're violent and they're angry and they're unhappy. But if you could look into their heart, what are they doing? They're taking that pencil and they're running it into that piece of paper and they're scratching it around and they're moving it in quick ways. They don't know what damage or anger or hate or any of those things are. We do. We interpret that with our maturity. But with their immaturity, they just are doing something that's getting an emotion out of their system. They have maybe some emotion that's come into their system and they don't know what it is or how to handle it. And so they have this sort of appearing to be violent action. And all it is a release. We say the primal scream, that scream that we give when we recognize who we are, or we recognize our divinity, or we recognize something about us that's very special. We say these primal actions are not bad. We don't call them bad. We call them unusual, because they're not done very often. But what do kids love to do? They love to scream. They love to shout. They love to holler. They love to scream their heads off and run around in circles and just shout and holler. Well, now, are they being evil? Are they having their primal scream? Or are they just being natural? Are they just letting out that vibrant enthusiasm that's within them that wants to come out and do something? Well, now, we as adults and as parents and so forth, we look at children with running around screaming, and we say, let's channel that energy. Let's put that energy into something useful. Well, in truth, that's not what you want to do. You want to take that energy and let it run its course. You want to let it unfold itself, because right beneath that energy that is coming out in the screaming and the hollering and the running around and being apparently possessed, not under control at all. And when you see that, you think, what's going on here? Well, you will not know that. You will not be able to know it until you become a little child once again. And when you become a little child once again, then you begin to recognize, like Jesus, that the kingdom of heaven is as a child. The divinity within each one of us is as a child. The purity, the allness, the oneness is right now in each one of us like a child. When you see little children, don't interact with them, but study them. See how they are. Watch what they do, because what you are watching is what it's like to be in the kingdom of heaven. You're watching the living in the now. You're watching the unconditional love. You're watching the doing what comes naturally for them. And sometimes what comes naturally is a violent movement followed by a total irascible movement where it makes no sense at all. We don't know what emotion wants to jump out. We don't know what happiness wants is right below that other emotion, or what other emotions are there. We want to be like little children. And we want to open up that inner reservoir within us of all peace and all goodness and all magic. We want to find who we are. We want to find where we're going and what it's all about. Jesus knew. He knew to love the little children. And many others also know that. It's a foredrawn experience that mothers and fathers, having little children, delight in them. They just cannot get enough of their presence. They want to play with them all the time. They want to be with them. They want to radiate with them. They want to shine with them. They want to just do everything that's good. And how wonderful that is. But why is it that parents love little children? Why is it we love little kittens and little puppies? When they get to be dogs, then they are a little different situation. We still love them, but there's a different kind of love. With kitties and puppies, you love them with, ooh, tickle, tickle, tickle. And with little babies and children, you, oh, aren't they wonderful? Oh my goodness, 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 they're so wonderful. And they're not doing anything special. They're just being themselves. And you're looking at them and you feel their vibrations. You feel their radiation. You feel their charisma. And actually, you're only feeling your own original purity and integrity. You feel your own charisma returning to your original purity and integrity. You're feeling your own charisma. You're feeling that dynamic self within you. Yes? Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Each one of us has the opportunity many times every day, many times, whether it be with puppy dogs or kitty cats or little kids, babies, whatever, we have the opportunity of being one with them. Not trying to understand them, because that is the silliest thing in the world, but just to be one with them. And as we are one with them, we find, wow, what an exciting world they live in. And it's not really an exciting world, but it's just a world that is. It's a world of action. It's a world of nowness. It's a world of being done. It's a world of unconditional love. It's a world of no retribution, no revenge, none of those things. They just don't belong there. They, unhappily, come later in our life. But they don't belong there. What does belong there is that being that is so pure, so vital, so dynamic, so glorious. It's what it's all about. It's what it's all about. And is that who we are all about? Are we all about the little child? Are we all about the kitty cat or the puppy dog? We took our cats in to have them spayed the other day. And before we took them in, they were running around and jumping and climbing and just getting into all the mischief they could get into. And when we brought them back after they had been spayed, they were more docile. They're more relaxed. Now, it's 2 days have gone by, and they're still more relaxed. They're perking out. They're coming back to their original purity and integrity. But there was a moment of settling back. There's a moment of, hey, what's going on here? I feel something strange about this here. My inner self is changing. I'm changing something or other. And the hormones are changing, and something is changing in me. Well, if they were not spayed, that same condition would take place, because the hormones would be taking place within them. But now, having been spayed, they will not have the sexual demands of being marking territory and so forth. These things are no longer important to them. But they will be able to put all their attention on being themselves and having fun. They'll be able to return to their original purity and integrity, untouched by the hormonal activity, and their childhood, if you will, their babyhood will continue for quite a while yet. It's interesting to watch. It's interesting to know how this functions. But the most interesting thing is that little children seem to have the edge on everything. And as I can become as a little child, I will find that I have already entered into the kingdom of heaven. For Jesus did not say they will become as the kingdom of heaven. He said, a little child, such is the kingdom of heaven. Join me in this lovely awareness now, and thrill to every nuance of it, as you know who and what you are, a beautiful expression of all that is good. Now, I love you. I love you. I love you.